Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. Nagaland Minister Temjan Imna Along says stage is all set to welcome visitors from across the globe for 25th Hornbill Festival. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan highlights significant challenges faced by hill farming sector at the National Conference on Hill Agro Ecosystems. APO President Thejaw Vihenyo says Gaunburas are the guardians of Naga tradition. And Nagaland Advisor Kadecho Kamo says Texas Department has huge scope to improve state's revenue collection. And now the news in detail. As the countdown begins for the grand celebration of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival 2024, the stage is all set to welcome visitors from across the globe. Addressing media persons today, Minister for Tourism Temjan Imna Along said the department is fully prepared for the 25th edition and is ready to kick off the celebration with a great start. He said the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival will carve its own unique place in the history of Nagaland.
Festival of the festivals, Nagaland as a state and its people resonates through this festival, not only for the state of Nagaland, not only for the region, not only for the country, but throughout the world. Like we always say now, the Hornbill Festival is not just a festivity festival, but it is an assimilation of the very thought process where the Nagas of Nagaland stand for.
Minister Along said with the four country partners, Wales of United Kingdom, the United States, Japan and Peru, and two state partners, Sikkim and Telangana, the collaboration will not only bring in their arts, crafts, music, but also leaders and barons of arts and corporates.
We also have our corporate partners from some of the best corporates in the country and from the world, who look forward to partnering with the people of the state of Nagaland.
He also informed that Union Minister for Tourism and delegates from various ministries will be part of the festival. The minister also called upon all to embark on the journey together, resonating the voice and the way of the Naga people. The opening ceremony of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival will kick start on December 1 evening with Governor La Ganesan as the chief host, Chief Minister Nipurio as the host and Minister Tourism Temjan Imna Along as festival host. Ambassadors to India from the four country partners will be the honored guests. The opening ceremony will be marked by Return of the Hornbill Cycle of Life, presented by Task Force for Music and Arts with 800 performers. A national conference on hill agro ecosystems, focusing on the challenges and opportunities for achieving Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, was held today at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, Medzipema in Chumukedima, district of Nagaland. The event was graced by the Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, as the chief guest. In his address, Mr. Ganesan highlighted the significant challenges faced by the hill farming sector, including unpredictable climatic conditions, rugged terrain, soil erosion, and fragmented land holdings. Mr. Ganesan stressed the need for sustainable agricultural approach tailored to the region, including region-specific crop varieties, safe use of new technologies, farm mechanization where applicable, and improve infrastructure to foster growth in agriculture and its allied sectors. He also emphasized the importance of recognizing and preserving Nagaland's indigenous crops and farming practices, suggesting significant potential to develop and market the state's agricultural products for the benefit of local communities, while safeguarding its rich biodiversity. During the ceremony, the governor distributed the Indian Association of Hill Farming Award and released a souvenir and book of abstracts. The conference saw participation from around 250 scientists and policy makers from across the country who gathered to discuss the latest advances and innovations in hill agriculture. Angami Public Organization APO President Tejao Vihenyo today said the Gamburas GBs are the guardians of Naga tradition and customary laws, and without them existence of an Angami village cannot be imagined. Addressing the 45th General Meeting of the All Angami GB Association as chief guest at Sovima Village, Mr. Vihenyo recalled the importance of GBs in Angami villages since ancient times and recalled how the Britishers were amazed to find that the purest form of democracy existed in Angami villages when they first ventured into Angami country in the early 19th century. He said that the GBs or elders of the villages were the voice of the public, and what they said or uttered was unquestionable. Mr. Vihenyo said GBs are not only the upholders and keepers of tradition and customary laws, but they are the key players in passing down customary laws and customs to the future generations. The APO president also called upon GBs to introspect and take corrective measures so that the past glory of GBship is restored. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Advisor for Taxes and CAWD Kadecho Kamo said that State Taxes Department is the highest revenue collecting department in the state, and it has huge scope for further improvement in the state revenue collection. Kamo said in the last 3 years, it has collected 1,123 crore rupees in 2021-22, 1,236.5 crore rupees in 2022-23, and 1,356.91 crore rupees in 2023-24. In the current financial year, it has collected 691.06 crore rupees as of September 30, as against 681.61 crore in the same period last year. The revenue collection data shows an uprising trend and urged the department officials to work with more dedication and professionalism to ensure optimum revenue performance, said Mr. Kamo during the inauguration of flat-type staff quarter of State Taxes Department at Lengrijan Colony today. The five-storied flat-type residential staff quarter building, constructed at a total cost of 9 crore 15 lakh rupees, consists of 16 flats with basic amenities like parking, elevators and ramps. With Sikkim joining the Hornbill Festival of Nagaland as the state partner, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang ceremonially flagged off the Sikkimese delegation along with a car and bike rally from Ridge Park, Gangtok today to participate in the festival at Kisama, Nagaland. The Sikkimese delegation will travel under the theme 50 Years of Statehood, highlighting Sikkim and its rich legacy. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister extended heartfelt wishes to the contingent, encouraging their enthusiastic participation.
आज हामीले हॉर्नबिल फेस्टिवल 2024 को निम्ति 150 जनाको टोलीले हामीले आज है फ्लाइ अप गरेर उहाँलाई हामीले शुभकामना सहित हामीले पठाउँदै छौ उहाँहरु यहाँबाट हिँडि सक्नु भएको छ र सबैभन्दा पहिला त म हॉर्नबिल फेस्टिवल जो प्रत्येक साल एउटा राष्ट्र पर्वको रूपमा नेशनल फेस्टिवल को रूपमा नै यो मनाउने गर्छ यो रिकग्नाइज हो है नागाल्यान्डको यो सबैले नै सबै नट ओन्ली इन सिक्किम है सिक्किममा मात्रै नभएर तपाईँको सारा विश्वमा नै सायद यो प्रसिद्ध नै छ त्यही भएर म नागाल्यान्ड सरकार र नागाल्यान्डका सम्पूर्ण जनतालाई म धेरै धेरै शुभकामना अनि बधाई दिन चाहन्छु अनि
Mr. Tamang said this collaboration is a testament to our shared cultural legacy and the spirit of unity among our states. He also urged the delegation to gather experiences and positive insights from Nagaland that could be implemented in Sikkim for the betterment of the state. Observing that the majority of road traffic accidents are due to overspeeding, Commissioner of Police Dimapur has imposed restrictions on the speed of motor vehicles within the jurisdiction. In the interest of public safety, the maximum speed limit for all types of motor vehicles along the following routes has been fixed as follows: 50 km per hour from Zion Hospital Junction to Chumukedima, and also from Chathe Bridge, Patkai Sitekema towards Assam Newland District. 30 km/h within Dimapur city area, informing that the speed limits would be enforced with effect from December 1 to January 1, 2025. The Commissioner of Police said the restrictions would be strictly enforced under relevant sections of the Motor Vehicle Act, as driving at excessive speeds is a punishable offence. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Minister Temujin Imna Along says stage is all set to welcome visitors from across the globe for 25th Hornbill Festival. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan highlights significant challenges faced by hill farming sector at the National Conference on Hill Agro Ecosystems. APO President Tejao Vihinyo says Gaonburas are the guardians of Naga tradition. And Nagaland Advisor Kadecho Kamo says Texas Department has huge scope to improve state's revenue collection. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.